The survey shows that in Britain we have a huge problem with teenage binge drinking, and we've actually been ranked the third worst country in Europe on that measure. And girls actually are more likely to be abusing alcohol than boys, which is really rather shocking.
Well, that is shocking, because it used to be socially unacceptable for females to drink too much.
Well, it's quite extraordinary that I think it's a combination of special offers that supermarkets are offering girls, you know, very, very cheap deals. It seems to be some social changes. I mean, certainly in my day, it was not the done thing to be a girl and going out and getting bladdered.
And, you know, why should the UK be worse than other countries? Because the only ones that were worse than us, you say we were third, but the only ones that were worse were, I think, Bulgaria and the Isle of Man. So, I mean, you know, we're right up there. Why is the UK particularly bad?
We do seem to have a problem with particularly cheap, with cheap alcohol through these special offers from supermarkets. And, I mean, the difficulty with that, of course, is that younger children of this age, 15 and 16-year-old, technically speaking, shouldn't be buying alcohol anyway. So I think it's down to lack of guidance from parents. There is a section in the research which shows that about a quarter of these kids got no direction or guidance from their parents whatsoever. So they're really going out and doing their own thing.
And alcohol problems, of course, lead to other problems.
Well, that's all. This is also very much in the news, because what this shows is that although teenagers in the UK are buying and drinking alcohol because it has positive associations, it makes them feel cool, it gives them confidence, but at the same time they're very vulnerable to things like teenage pregnancy, because they're often having unprotected sex, they're risking trouble with the police, they're bunking off school. So there's a whole range of related problems which are all caused by this excessive drinking at a very young age.
What about smoking and cannabis use? Because they're also covered in this survey.
Yes, I mean, it's interesting that with smoking, and I suppose it's part of the general trend in this country, smoking levels have gone down, and the number of teenage smokers in the UK has fallen since 1999. But of all the drugs that these teenagers are taking, cannabis is by far the most popular, and only about 11% of British teenagers admitted that they smoked cannabis in the last month. But you could still say, well, even 11% of 15, 16-year-olds is maybe, you know, too much. And there's also a bit of glue sniffing goes on, and that seems to be something that the girls prefer to the, you know, rather than the boys. Yeah.
What about government policies? I mean, are existing policies having any effect on curbing drinking
habits?
Well,
I mean, this is a hugely controversial area, very, very topical at the moment, because we just had some new guidelines produced by the Advertising Standards Authority. And although they're promising the biggest shake-up of advertising for 50 years, interestingly, they've decided to leave the advertising rules governing the sale and promotion of alcohol well alone, because they seem to think that what we have in place at the moment is kind of cast iron enough. But the issue about whether alcohol is too cheap, that's something that keeps raising its head for the government. There's a feeling really that we should be raising the tax on alcohol, make it more expensive, and just putting it out of these people's reach. And that in turn is controversial, because the government's line is that that way we would be penalising, you know, a large sector of the public who actually are drinking moderately and sensibly. So why should they have to pay more?